What's up, boys and girls? It's your boy at Farley Betts here on Twitter, on X, and I wanted to give a little bit of an introduction about what you can expect from the NFL Roundtable podcast this NFL season. A little introduction, if you will. Like I said, my name is Chris Farley, aka at Farley Betts. If you've been a follower of me for the last 5 years, you know that kind of producing betting content on a constant basis started at the Odds Breakers, won circa 2021 fifth place prize, 114K. These are all old stories by now. But just in case you don't know kind of who I am as a professional bettor, featured on the BetUS NBA show, featured on VSiN, Vegas Insider, wrote for companies like the Odds Breakers, sportswagers.ca, still write for PicksWise and sportmoney.com. I'm just a regular in the sports betting community, and I specialize in the NFL and the NBA. I love it. I love sports. I love betting on sports, but I love nothing more than betting on the NFL. Why? Because the NFL is the one sport that attracts the smartest and sharpest bettors in the world. So to beat the odds makers, to beat other bettors, right? Because if there are sharps moving lines and we don't agree with it, sometimes we go against that. It's a really fulfilling thing. It's a challenge that I really like, a challenge that I can get up for in the morning. And it doesn't hurt that I fucking love the National Football League. Grew up loving it, playing football in the side yard by myself. If my friends weren't around, and then if my friends were around, we were either wrestling or playing football. You know, I was either putting the sharpshooter on my friends or I was throwing the football and getting tackled or tackling somebody. The NFL is the best. And it's obviously America's number one sport. But when you're looking for your best bets every single weekend, right? Like I do that too in the sports that I don't specialize in. When I'm looking for college football bets, I'll look at guys like Brad Powers, Kyle Hunter, Keev O'Neill, who's going to be featured on this NFL podcast, Adam Burke, right? The list goes on. You kind of crowdsource from experts on what you should wager on that weekend. If you want some action, right? If you want just some light entertainment, right? As a professional bettor, the NFL and the NBA are very serious endeavors for me. So that's not something that I'm just looking for action with, you know, but college football, college basketball, you know, even UFC and tennis, like I'm still learning. I put out a lot of picks in UFC and tennis, especially during the summer, but I'm still learning. I'm not at the level that I am in the NFL and the NBA. But when I'm looking for bets on a weekend or whatever, I crowdsource, right? I look for consensus information from really smart people. And this idea for an NFL roundtable podcast is something 2 years in the making, something that I thought about doing when my wife became pregnant. And then, of course, we had the baby and life got really busy for a lot of different reasons, not even including the baby. But if you have a baby, I'm saying baby a lot. If you have a baby, you know how busy life can get. This is something that's not like this isn't rocket science, right? I'm not claiming that I'm some kind of fucking like engineer of something really brilliant here. Okay. But what I don't see enough in the betting industry is longer form podcasts that include multiple personalities. So not just two guys, not even three guys. We're talking four, five, six individual sharp bettors on one show contributing their diverse opinions and dynamic takes on their sports bets. And when it comes to the NFL, the more information, the better. Right. And the more unique your approach, the better. Like I consider myself a hybrid. There's a lot of guys and girls out there who are using models. They're building their own models. That's awesome. I have my own model that I use too, with its own factors involved. It's probably not as nuanced as like a statistician might be. But of course, I use data and some modeling. But I also think that I have a great intuition for the sport. I watch almost every game, right? As many as I can. It's a sociological study, right? To dissect these personalities on the field and how the coach and the quarterback mesh and what's going right and wrong with the defense or offense or the patterns that they're showing as a team, right? Teams take on their own archetypes and personalities. The psychology of it is what I love. So I combine those things and other factors as well. That's why I consider myself a hybrid, but the guys and girls we're going to have on this show have their own unique approach. And there's going to be guys and girls that you've never heard before, right? Maybe someone like Jake Cirkus or Matt Rutledge. They've been out on the scene, but, you know, they might not have as many followers as some of our other guests. But I love that, right? We need fresh voices in the betting community. And we're also going to have special guests, high-profile guests during the NFL season come on and give their takes and opinions to make sure that every single week the NFL Roundtable is bringing you something that one source rarely brings anyone. And that is a completely dynamic, diverse, and comprehensive viewpoint of the weekend of NFL games and the bets you want to make from a variety of different people and opinions. I might have said opinions twice, but you get what I'm saying, right? I think you can stop, make one stop at the NFL Roundtable every single week, and you would get a fantastic idea of all the elements of every game every week, things to look for, things to watch out for, and ways to approach it from a handicapping and betting perspective. And the thing is, right, if you call yourself a professional bettor, like the guys and girls on this podcast are very committed to the art form, right, the skill of NFL betting, they are contributing hours along with me that you probably can't, right? Everybody has families, 9-to-5 jobs, the economy sucks. Doesn't matter which side of the political aisle you're on, right? I mean, milk is $7, bag of Doritos is $5. Fucking love Doritos, but they're $5, you know? I mean, they used to be like $2.99. So we're all trying to get by, right? We're all trying to put food on the table, pay our bills, and then some. Get that beach house, right? Hit a big bet, maybe, where you can buy an extra, I don't know, ribeye steak for the weekend, or maybe go on a fancy restaurant on vacation, right? We're all trying to do that for our families. I get it. But there's an approach and a professional style that these guests, these members of this podcast are going to bring every single week. And you're going to hear just several different angles and approaches and styles. And I think that's something that you just, it's priceless, right? Because instead of spending time, I mean, even if you're not doing the research, you're still spending time reading all the articles and looking for guys and girls that you trust in this industry. I believe that we're going to bring a one-stop shop, a source of all sources for you every single week to digest all these games and to approach it in the best possible way for your bankroll. Welcome to the NFL Roundtable podcast. I will be your host, Farley Betts, throughout this season. I can't wait for you to hear all the fantastic personalities and opinions that are going to be on this show. Go on this journey. Take this ride with us. And we'll see you week one. First podcast, the first official podcast launches September 3rd on Tuesday. We'll be live on Twitter in the morning, and it'll be out on podcast via podcast form in the afternoon. See y'all then. Let's fucking go. Let's win some damn money this NFL season.